WTAW News time is 8:05. 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. We're about 5 weeks from the start of the filing period for next year's elections. Someone who was planning to retire but has reconsidered is Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
It was a very easy decision, honestly. I wasn't ready for retirement, and I hope I get the opportunity to continue to serve Brazos County.
Kirk, who will be seeking his sixth term, says his decision came in part after the murder of Constable Brian Bachman.
He and I had really wanted him to be the next sheriff following my tenure, but that's not the sole reason.
Kirk also says there are a variety of projects and programs he wants to continue in both the law enforcement and jail operations if he's reelected. The swearing-in of Navasota's new police chief was a family affair with connections to Grimes and Brazos counties. Justin Leith, who was raised in Bryan, talked about his father, Greg, who is a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department.
He instilled a work ethic and drive in me a long time ago that if you want to do something, not only are you going to do it right, but you're going to do it the right way.
Leith also talked about the family of law enforcement in general.
Especially with the environment today and in today's nation, I would encourage those of you that are not a law enforcement member or part of an organization to go out and thank those that are.
Leith was sworn in by Navasota's municipal judge. John LaFleur noted he was sworn in as a peace officer in 1968 by Leith's grandfather. Two guns and a pit bull are part of an armed robbery being investigated by College Station Police. Officers were sent yesterday morning around 4:30 to a residence on Dominic between Stallings and George Bush. The victim said he had invited the suspect to his home to use and sell narcotics. The victim reported he was struck on the head multiple times with one of the guns. Then the suspect ran away when the victim let his pit bull out of another room. The suspect ran off with an undisclosed quantity of illegal drugs. His description is on our website at WTAW.com. The victim was treated at the scene for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The move out of Kane Hall is underway as plans to demolish the building move forward.
Various student services departments are moving to temporary locations on Texas A&M's West Campus, where they will remain for 3 to 4 years. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says construction plans include a new facility to better serve students, faculty, and staff.
I think students will benefit from that. I think our staff will be in space better suited to their needs of serving those students. And while it's uncomfortable right now to do without the old Kane Hall, and we're sad to see it go, replacement Kane Hall is very exciting for all of us.
Parrott says the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service will relocate to modular buildings across from White Creek Apartments on Discovery Drive. A hotel, conference center, and parking garage are also in the construction plans for the old Kane Hall. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News time is 8:08 at 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news coming up at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
Among the many wonderful things about living in Texas is, you know, on the great big national calendar, now's the time to start getting rid of outdoor furniture, you know, because you can't use it anymore, when, of course, we know you may be able to be using it for another couple of months. Well, Amish Furniture for Generations helps you celebrate October with their outdoor furniture sale. You can take 10% off their beautifully designed, handcrafted, American-made outdoor furniture and patio pieces. Now, this is the one thing that they do that may not include solid wood, because they have some material that's non-wood material that, again, it's hand-built, but it will last for a long, long time. And yet, by the same token, if you do want outdoor wood furniture, Amish Furniture for Generations has that for you. Their swivel gliders, their tables, their arbors. Yeah, in addition, arbors. Think about that. I'd like to have an arbor that would last for a long, long time. Well, solid wood furniture is what they do at Amish Furniture for Generations, and solid wood arbors and handcrafted to last and make your outdoor even more beautiful. Chairs and a whole lot more. Tables and, again, finest woods, which transfers from just furniture that would last for a while to furniture that lasts for a lifetime. It can be yours and it can work for generations. That's Amish Furniture for Generations. They're on Boonville Road, just past Kroger, in the old Old Town Boonville Shopping Center. You can give them a call if you want to, 260-5050, but the 10% off on outdoor furniture sale going on right now and through the month of October at Amish Furniture for Generations.
Join the Brazos Valley Museum of Natural History for the Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th. Enjoy this free celebration of our heritage from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Activities will take place inside the museum and on the Brazos Center grounds. Learn about Brazos County's pioneer history, visit with characters in period costume, observe demonstrations of frontier skills and trades, see an authentic stagecoach, hear from a cowboy poet, and much more. Our activity area will keep children busy learning to make pinch pots and other period crafts. Boonville Days Heritage Fair, Saturday, October 10th at the Brazos Museum of Natural History, located at the Brazos Center.
8-11, let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight, with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday. We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night, upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. I'm Gary Bess, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:12. You one of those people who does the OJ thing in the morning? If you want to be alert, having some orange juice for breakfast can help. It appears that it boosts alertness and concentration and reaction times. Study, researchers put 24 young men through a battery of mental tests on two different days. On one of the days, they had a glass of orange juice before being put through their paces. On the other day, they drank a flavored sugary water.
That's all right.
That looked and tasted like orange juice. When they had the real juice, though, they did better on tests having to do with speed and attention. They also felt more alert 6 hours later. It's thought that this is all due to flavonoids, the health-boosting plant chemicals found in a variety of fruits and vegetables, including citrus and berries. They improve your blood flow to the brain and ease the passage of information between blood cells, brain cells. Remember this? Yeah, I remember that. Anyway. The orange juice used regularly, they just did store-bought with extra pulp, okay? And just so you know, in case you care, study was funded by PepsiCo, which owns Tropicana. Just saying. Anyway, but was conducted independently at Reading University in Britain. Ooh, did that help their teeth, too? Oh, orange juice doesn't help your teeth.
No.
People need all the help they can get. Just saying. All right,
although it's fun to brush your teeth and then drink orange juice.
Oh, yeah, that tastes so yucky. Yeah. When King Kindred first started working at a Birmingham car dealership, oh, by the way, Minute Maid's owned by Coca-Cola. Just want to let you know, the two biggies are, you know, already owned, taken care of. Anyway, he went to work at this car dealership in 1955, okay? McDonald's had just opened its first restaurant. Evis was on the radio with his first hit, and the best-selling car was your 55 Chevy Bel Air, and it cost about $2,000. 60 years later, King Kindred, still working at the same family of dealerships, and for his years of loyal service, was presented the keys to his very own 2015 Chevrolet Colorado truck.
Wow.
Loves his job because it's been easy for him to get along with coworkers, and after 6 decades of exceptional work, Kindred has decided it's time to retire after December.
Drive off into the sunset. Brand new truck.
Think he needs to go ahead and talk to the sales manager, or can he just okay the deal?
Hope he gets his undercoating for free.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, exactly. So you gotta hope that. All right, it's 8:15. So YouTube, of course, is out there for everybody who wants to do anything and capture it on video, even if it's not very smart. YouTube clip of a live stream in Japan, a guy showing off his lighter to the camera and refueling it while smoking a cigarette after wiping off the extra lighter fluid from the lighter onto a tissue and then placing it on a bag next to his desk. The man tries to light a match on the side of the lighter. Which, of course, bursts into flames immediately. He's not able to put the fire on the lighter out because, you know, it's still smoldering, and there's the match, drops it directly into the bag with the lighter fluid tissue next to him. Unsurprisingly, a fire quickly starts while he turns his back on the flames. For minutes, you see him trying to put out the growing flames, and then the video ends.
I mean, oh my gosh, he did everything wrong in this video.
Go ahead.
5 to 10 minutes. No, the flaming bag takes it over, sets it next to a wooden wall, tries to put it out with a piece of cardboard, gives up on that, leaves the cardboard on top of the burning trash pile, goes into the kitchen for about 40 seconds while he's filling up a bowl of water, comes back with about a cup and a half. I don't know how fast the water pressure or how,
yeah,
how
the water pressure
good the water pressure was there. Dumps it on there. That doesn't work. Grabs a couch cushion, tries to beat it out with that. That fails. He leaves the couch cushion on top of that smoldering pile. It ends up burning 3 apartment units or 3 buildings.
Whoa.
Don't I smell you, Darwin.
Yeah, really. Oh. Don't you take the fire to the sink because you can?
Yeah, there were any number of suggestions.
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah, sure. Exactly right. Wow. Okay. How to not put out a fire.
Correct.
I guess. Probably what were we talking about? Well, okay, let's go over to China, because they're just about as crazy over there. After almost colliding with a car in the middle of a busy intersection, a woman in China, for reasons unknown, got off her scooter and began dancing on top of the car she nearly crashed into. I don't know. The scene went on for some time, causing a large traffic jam around the intersection. Only once police had been called did the woman finally understand she needed to get off the car. But after the car driven away, she decided to lie down in the middle of the road. I'm not sure. All right, here's one you'll never see on Pawn Stars. In Georgia, a man tried to pawn an old Sega Genesis console at the pawn shop.
Okay.
Workers at the shop checked the console after receiving it, make sure everything was okay. Well, except for that crystal meth that was inside.
Oh.
They called police, tracked down the seller. They arrested him.
That's not good.
No, it's not. I guess he thought he'd hide the crystal meth. Somebody would hide the crystal meth where nobody would find it. Just forgot to tell everybody in the house. Hey, Daddy, I put the crystal meth in the Sega over. I just want to let you know.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Apple at number 1 and Google at number 2 are the most valuable global brands for the third straight year, according to brand consultancy Interbrand. Apple's brand value increased 43% from a year ago to $170.3 billion, while Google's climbed 12% to $120.3 billion. Rounding out the top 5 are Coca-Cola, Microsoft, and IBM. The death penalty is shaping up as the biggest issue for the Supreme Court as it begins a new term today with at least 6 capital punishment cases on the docket. The high courts will also consider cases involving voting rights, access to abortion, contraceptive coverage, and immigration. There's another reason to hit the hay early. Going to bed later during the work week is associated with weight gain over time. According to a study published in the journal Sleep, every hour of sleep lost was associated with a 2.1-point increase in body mass index. The gain occurred roughly over a 5-year period. And that's Your Money Now.
With KudaSign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because KudaSign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. KudaSign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And KudaSign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval. Get KudaSign now for just $1 per month. Go to KudaSign.com. That's KudaSign.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Kevin O'Connor in the studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home Animal Shelter. And you've got a guest, but you need help with two more on top of some other stuff that you guys are doing.
I do. It's kind of a busy week this week. So we have Niblet, who is our purebred Yorkie, and we are looking for just the right home for him. He really does need that home. If you think of the kind of stereotypical home of a Yorkie owner that's kind of carrying them around all day, that is his. That is his go-to.
Little older or?
Yeah, he's an older dog. He's great with other dogs. He's submissive, so he's not going to start any fights. But he really would be a great dog to go to tailgating, to go travel with you. I mean, as long as he's with people, he is awesome.
And kind of cuddly.
He's very sweet. Very sweet and cuddly.
And you have two chihuahuas that I know you're looking for some help with.
Yes, we have two senior chihuahuas. One is at least 10 years old, and they have some pretty bad medical needs. They have severe dental disease. They have dermatitis. And so if there's any way you guys could help out with some tax deductible donations, you can go directly to our website, which is mylongwayhome.org.
And one of the things we need to reemphasize, you guys are a shelter that doesn't have a shelter. Everything is done foster, so you don't have to pay for that kind of expense. So all the money goes directly back into the dogs.
Yeah, it's really great to have a foster-based network because we have no overhead. It's awesome. We don't have to pay light bills. We don't have a staff to pay. 100% of your donations goes directly to our animal care. You can call directly to Tabor Road Veterinary Hospital and donate directly there. And they're the ones going to be taking care of all of our animals.
So one more time, where can they find more information?
MyLongWayHome.org. And we also have a calendar shoot that's coming up to help raise funds. So we're looking for folks who are fitness enthusiasts, or if you're an athlete, we would love to help get you on board. It's going to be a classy, above board calendar, so we'd love your help.
Thank you, man, so much. This community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
I think we'd all agree change is bad. All change. Change is always bad. Okay, not all change is bad. And in this case, it's actually really, really good. See, Suddenlink has rearranged a lot of the channels, and they've grouped them together, so it's easier to find your favorite sport, or in my kid's case, her favorite cartoons, and they're all neatly organized, so when you want to just plow through the TV, you can do that thanks to Suddenlink. And they're running some really cool stuff, too. They've got the 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee like they do on everything else. But with this new reorganization, you get 61 exciting new channels. 31 of them are in HD. The HD channels include all the Pac-12 networks, C-SPAN, Hallmark Movies, Mystery, HD, Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, an additional HBO channel, and it's easy. All you have to do is call 1-877-694-9474 today and get HD TV, 50 meg internet, $69 a month. Plus, you get access to on demand. Don't wait. Call right now, 877-694-9474, or go to suddenlink.com today.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Migraines are a terrible thing to suffer. One-sided headaches, throbbing, pounding, pulsating, nausea, vomiting, sensitivity to noise, sensitivity to light, they make you absolutely miserable. Now, scientists have discovered that sometimes migraines can be significantly helped, as much as 41% reduction in the number and severity of migraines with the ingredients in Active 8. Now, let me tell you why this is so important to Active 8. You see, their very own CEO suffered greatly from migraines until she started taking Active 8. And now, well, she has far less migraines than ever before in her life. Active 8 is fully absorbable and works with the receptors in your brain to get you out of having those headaches. Call today, toll free, at 800-465-4411. And remember, it must work for you or your money back, no questions asked. 800-465-4411. 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. Napoleon. Now, there's a name that literally everyone has heard. Most even know the famous portrait of the little fellow standing with his hand in his vest. Now, nobody's really sure why he had his hand in his vest, but it sure made for a lot of years of speculation and one famous portrait. Most of us know that he was a warrior, a leader of an army that very nearly controlled all of Europe for some number of years. His conquests were vast, that's for sure. And conquests, well, they don't come without costs and problems. The cost was in human lives, of course, and that's if you don't consider the treasury of France, which financed his ventures. Oh, he had them. One of the biggest was feeding an army of hungry warriors. Yeah, the men were willing to fight, but they wanted to be paid and fed. And about 200 years ago, well, food preservation was, well, let's just say it's not where it is today. So, old Napoleon, well, he offered a prize, a 12,000 franc prize, which was huge back then, by the way, to anyone who could come up with a better way to preserve food for his soldiers off on the battlefield for months on end. Enter one Nicolas Appert. Oh, you've never heard of him, but he's one of those people who did something that just literally changed the way we live, and it's still affecting us today in our daily lives. What old Nick discovered is that you can pack food in a vacuum, such as a sealed wine bottle, and the food would last for a very long time. Well, that's great, but, you know, bottles, well, they break a little too easily. But Nick's discovery, well, that got someone else to thinking, an Englishman by the name of Peter Duran. And he came up with the idea of vacuum packing food in cans. Well, now you've got something, except the cans were really hard to open. But the cans, well, they caught the attention of the Russian army, who came up with a practical can opener. Yeah, it was the Russians. And you know, these are the same guys who defeated Napoleon at Waterloo. Interesting, isn't it? Three armies, three countries, three developments to get where we are. And I guess that we all think that, well, the latest development in tin cans these days is the handy pull-tab openers that we all enjoy on soft drinks and so much more. But you know, you'd be wrong. Yep, it's a little-known fact that the self-opening pull-tab is much older than you think. You see, it was actually invented in 1866, just 1 year after the Civil War. So you see, there really is nothing new under the sun.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M, a 30-17 win over Mississippi State at Kyle Field on Saturday night. 104,455 watched the game. It was a season high. The Aggies moved their record now to 5-0 for the second consecutive year. The first time the program has accomplished that feat since the 1940 and then 41 season, going 5-0 in both those campaigns. Aggies' win pushed them to 2-0 in league play for the second straight season, which has not happened. That goes all the way back to the 1997-98 season. And again, the Aggies, a 30-17 win over Mississippi State. They have this next weekend off before they play Alabama October the 17th. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now, with 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32-horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Gamando here, and today, after you hear this story from CNN, maybe you'll be like me, not sure whether to congratulate Apple or be angry with them. Here's the deal. Over time, technology always gets better and costs less. 50 years ago, a 10-minute New York to LA phone call was $6.70. Today, there is no more long distance. Every call is included in your plan. 50 years ago, a color TV cost $800, $6,000 in today's money. Today, a typical family flat screen is $300. Meanwhile, just this summer, the average iPhone sold for $660, up $100 from last year, up more than $200 from its original price. And now, there's Apple's so-called upgrade program, which is really just a leasing scheme. People pay $32 a month, and then they must buy a new phone at the end of the lease. In essence, Apple has done the impossible. They engineered a way to increase tech prices over time. Read more and get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.komando.com. That's KOMANDO. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this. No ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank loaded from the factory, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time, approaching 8:32, 64 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Patrick Seiner. Various Texas A&M Student Services departments have started moving out of Kane Hall as plans progress to demolish and replace the office building, which was originally an athletics dorm, and add a hotel and parking garage.
As plans for the demolition of Kane Hall move forward, several offices are relocating to Texas A&M's West Campus, including the offices of the Dean of Student Life, Disability Services, Residence Life, and the school's Student Counseling Service. Executive Associate Vice President Dave Parrott says they're listening to student input about making the transition period as comfortable as possible.
We're listening to ideas about direct shuttles and golf cart transportation, other ideas that students are bringing forth. And as always, Aggies are taking care of Aggies. And we're appreciative for their input, and we're listening carefully to what they have to say.
Parrott says student and staff input will also help plan for a new facility to replace Kane Hall.
They're very much involved in planning the new space and planning the new facility, so it will very much be tailored to the students they serve and to the needs they have as staff to serve those students.
Also in the plans is a parking garage and a 150-bed hotel with a conference center. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Despite threats from Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, the University of Texas System Board of Regents has given campus presidents the right to consider hiking tuition. System spokeswoman Jenny Lacoste-Caputo says it's overdue, given increased operational costs combined with less state funding.
When you look at UT Austin among its peer institutions, it is dead last in terms of total operating income. It would take an extra $5,000 per student to even put it in the middle of the pack.
Caputo says UT presidents can consider increases of 2% or more per year after receiving student input. 4 years ago, Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk announced he was running for his fifth and final term.
I enjoy the job. I love the job, and I'm just not ready to retire.
With the filing period for next year's election starting in 5 weeks, Kirk recently announced he will seek a sixth term.
I was getting people that were saying, what are you going to do, and questions about, you know, my plans. And so I thought it was important that I make that public announcement and kind of answer their questions.
Kirk says something that is in the back of his mind if he's reelected is looking for someone who will follow him in the year 2020.
We want to sustain the sheriff's organization and continue it in the direction that we've gone. So, you know, I'll be certainly mindful of hopefully developing a candidate that would follow me and carry it on.
If reelected, Kirk says there are a variety of things applying to the law enforcement and jail operations he wants to continue. Navasota's new police chief has family and professional ties in Brazos and Grimes counties. That includes Navasota's municipal judge, John LaFleur, who did the swearing in of Justin Leith.
In 1968, this young man's grandfather swore me in as a peace officer. He had a lot of thoughts after that about what he did. But and it's my honor and pleasure to be able to swear in his grandson.
Leith, who was raised in Bryan, has been in Navasota for 10 years.
I don't know who organized this. I really thought this would be a small affair this morning, but that apparently isn't the case. I really look at success as something that you have to put yourself in a place to take advantage of opportunity. And today is a testament to that.
A 10-year member of the department, Leith takes over for Sean Myatt, who became Navasota's assistant city manager last October.
I know that you're going to do very well. Your heart, your soul, and your desire is there to develop others in the police department. And not only is it a sad day for me to hand the reins over, but it's also an honor.
Leith was pinned by his father, who's a lieutenant with the College Station Police Department. College Station police are investigating a case of a drug deal turning into an armed robbery and the suspect running away when the victim let loose his pit bull. This was yesterday morning about 4:30 at a residence on Dominick between George Bush and Stallings. The suspect is accused of striking the victim several times on the back of the head with a firearm. The victim was treated at the scene for non-life-threatening injuries. The suspect, whose description is on our website, WTAW.com, ran off with an undisclosed quantity of narcotics. Two former high-ranking members of the Hill County Sheriff's Department pled out, while the sheriff himself appears headed to trial.
It's a plea of guilty for four counts of tampering with governmental records for Chief Deputy Mark Wilson of the Hill County Sheriff's Office, and three counts for former Captain Leroy Rodriguez. Both men were sentenced to 3 years deferred probation and ordered to surrender their law enforcement licenses. Sheriff Michael J. Cox, also indicted, pled not guilty Friday. Cox is accused of abusing his office by directing an employee to complete his homework for a college criminal justice class. He, Wilson, and Rodriguez are all accused of misusing a state computer network to submit falsified licensing and certification exams. James Stanley, TSN News.
WTAW News Time, 8:37. It's 65 degrees. We'll take another look at news today at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Want to make a splash in your own backyard? Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Wilton's Office Works. They're on the freeway between University and Briarcrest or at Wilton's.com. Wilton's with furniture, supplies, and much more. Here are the numbers.
Mix of sun and clouds expected for today. High temperature this afternoon, about 85 degrees, and periods of clouds for tonight with low temperatures down into the mid-60s. It'll become partly to mostly sunny and warmer during the day Tuesday. We're back up to 85 to 90 then. Periods of clouds at night. Upper 60s, and a mix of clouds and sun for Wednesday. Warm, high temperature again between 85 and 90. This is meteorologist Gary Best for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's 8:40. So, Florida resident says plastic straws from a beach bar have become a problem. Posted a picture on Facebook that prompted the restaurant to change its policy. The mom says she walks Sunset Beach at least once a week with her five-year-old son, and they always find a lot of straws in the sand near the bar. Initially, the lady said that, well, she was going to just ignore it. Then she decided to write the restaurant, and the restaurant, well, they weren't going to do anything. But on Tuesday, she posted a picture of a fistful of straws. So there, shaming the bar, straw shaming them. The Post quickly racked up 7,800 shares. Bar management responded by changing its policy. Now customers only get a straw if they want one.
Sounds like she got some straw shame redemption.
There.
No.
Oh!
Golf clap.
That was not bad at all.
Thank you.
Okay. Had to think that one through and then deliver it perfectly.
On a Monday.
Yes. While we're at it, textbook publisher McGraw-Hill will rewrite a section in one of its books after a Houston-area mother complained that it was whitewashing the whole slavery thing. Oh, that probably wasn't a good word to use. Ronnie Dean Burren took to Facebook last week to vent her frustration over the wording of a passage in her son's world geography textbook. It called African slaves workers and immigrants. Yeah, that probably wasn't a good idea.
No.
She wrote, "The Atlantic slave trade brought millions of workers." Notice the nuanced language there. Workers implies wages, yes? End quote. McGraw-Hill heard the outcry, reviewed the section, concluded that the wording doesn't live up to the publisher's standards. Edits will appear in the online version of the book immediately and will be included in the city's, in the book's next printing. So there. New Zealand mama, her name is Emma Taylor, had this crazy idea, asked the public for $1 million to see if it works. Did you hear about this?
No.
The only thing she asked was for the individual to contribute a maximum of $1. She wrote on her fundraising page, "I know this seems outrageous or even impossible, but stranger things have happened." She started the page on the first day of October and has given herself a deadline of 6 months. Both herself and her partner are in full-time work. Yes, they are, but she said they struggle because the cost of living continues to go up. "I went to check the site so you wouldn't have to." Don't know if you were going to or not. So if you're wondering, she says, "I was wondering if you could help me. I had a little thought. I only needed $1 so it won't leave you short." It says, "If you don't go after what you want, you'll never have it. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. If you don't step forward, you're always in the same place." 194 people have donated $413. She's got a ways to go.
Yeah.
Somehow I don't think there'll be a groundswell on that.
Not doing nearly as bad as the Alabama state government, who wanted $300 million.
Well, how are they doing? Have we checked on that lately?
They're pretty good. I think they've added a few more pennies since the last time we checked. Oh. 1,365.
Oh. Yeah, they do have a ways to go.
I don't think they're on track.
No, probably not. They're probably not tracking as they should. All right, here we go. It's bat facts. Bat facts. Just when you thought you knew everything about bats. First and foremost, vampire bats, the ones that live on blood.
Mm-hmm.
They are very rare, and they're only found in South America. Each one drinks about 8 teaspoons of blood a night, mostly from cows and other domestic animals. The phrase "blind as a bat" might be a bit misleading. Bats can see, but their vision is not as important to them in communicating as is the process called echolocation, which is actually quite noisy. The cries of a bat have been measured at 100 decibels, just 4 inches from the mouth. In contrast, a jackhammer is at 90 decibels, okay? So if the human could hear them, it would be comparable basically to the roar of a jet engine.
Wow.
Yeah, you can only hear the lower pitch cries. For humans, daytime brings work and play. For bats, that's the time when they usually find secluded shelter. They hang head down, they groom, they sleep, perhaps even quarrel and yak at each other. When night approaches, bat activity increases. They fly around inside the cave and then finally emerge to forage for food and drink and water. And after feeding for an hour or two, they may rest again and then a second feeding just before daybreak. If a bat flies into your home, simply open all the doors and windows and allow it to find its own way out. While, of course, you scream and pull your hair out. calmly, just let the little bat find its way out. If that's not successful, take a large towel or a blanket, throw it over the animal, gather it up in a bunch, and just toss it outside. The bat will find its way out. Removing large numbers of bats from buildings, barns, or football stadiums are more difficult, since once they choose a place to roost, they continue to return to that site.
Hmm.
Wait until after it has been dark for several hours, when most of the bats are out for food, and cover up the opening or the place where the bats fly in. Bats are very clean. They groom themselves, just like cats. Bats can get rabies, like all animals, but few ever do. Remember, they're wild animals, and they have nothing to fear. You don't touch them.
They eat about 1,000 mosquitoes in an hour.
Yeah, they're good. There's no doubt about that. I went to visit some folks who lived up in Luna. I was young. I went to visit some folks who lived in Pennsylvania, and they lived in a 3-story house, and it was a real old house. And bats lived in their attic. But they were cool with it. And so we actually went outside a couple of nights and watched them fly out of there.
It's amazing. Ooh.
Yeah, it really was. He said they had, they thought, 12 bats who lived up there. But again, they go eat insects. If they don't mess with you, if they're not bothering you, I mean, it probably is an okay thing to be going on.
So. You want to take a guess at what their life expectancy is?
The life expectancy of a bat?
Yeah.
Yes, what would that be?
Up to 40 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not bad.
I think so.
Yeah, okay. That's good. All right, well, it's time for Bravo Brazos Valley.
Hey!
It's back.
Our old buddy Tom Turbyville back to do what he does. It's 8:46.
Anytime you can blend a football game, tailgating, and, well, sort of a petting zoo in one location, well, that deserves a bravo, don't you think? After more than 40 years of going to Aggie football games, now I have time to stop and smell the, well, horses. That's the grand steeds of the Parsons Mounted home game. They hang out with the rest of the Aggie tailgaters over at Spence Park by the east side of Kyle Field. Now, how cool is that? They form this corral where the horses graze on Aggie grass, and the members of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry, well, they bring the horses to the edges to visit with the fans and the kids of all ages. They love it. I loved it when I visited with Matt Kuhas, a senior from, of all places, Charleston, South Carolina. It's his first year with the Parsons Mounted Cavalry.
We bring the horses over here so they can eat before we march in or ride in with them with the rest of the Corps. Fans can come up and visit with them, pet them.
And ask questions. To the horses or to the guys?
A lot of people ask about the horses, different personalities, and like to get to know the horses. They ask about what we do and kind of just how we do it, so yeah. It's good to talk to them.
Parsons Mounted Cavalry, formed in 1973, it's the successor to the Mounted Cavalry units that play a central role in A&M tradition. Now, this is a parade and show unit composed of sophomores, juniors, and senior cadets. They represent the university at events across Texas. Now, I had to ask the senior, Matt Kuha, how he became an Aggie, not a Gamecock.
I was a Gamecock fan growing up. My sister goes to Clemson, so I couldn't really go there anymore. But I came here for the Corps of Cadets so I could join the military.
So it's all part of the experience of Aggie football. And, you know, even if you don't have a ticket to the game, well, it's a great family outing. The Fan Zone, Spence Park, the Spirit Walk, and go meet the horses of the Parsons Mounted Cavalry. But that's after you park at Kyle Field. Ah, parking. That's a joy, isn't it? So I talked to one of the parking attendants, one of the guys who tells you where you can go, where you can't go, who hears all the excuses. He didn't know whether his boss would be listening to this, so he just gave me his first name.
Stan.
What time did you get here this morning?
At 5:30.
5:30 a.m. That was for a 6 p.m. kickoff. Yeah, he was going to be there till about 11:30 at night. So he's had time to hear just about all the excuses.
They want to go here, and they just don't care where they go. They just want to go and pay.
So being the guy that tells you where you can park, where you can't park, why you can't park there, why you got to park over there, what's the best part of this job?
I just like the atmosphere, like being around here. And
the worst part of the job? Stan's no dummy.
I can't say.
Stan's
this comes with, you know.
This don't worry, Stan's boss is not listening.
I don't know. He might be. I don't know what radio station he's on.
Wait,
it's got its good and its bad, but, you know, majority overall, it's a good place to be.
So I asked Stan what's his full-time job.
I'm in transportation services.
You are?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh. So you just deal with headaches all year round, don't you?
Yeah, I'm stressed right now.
You're stressed right now? What, talking to me on the radio?
No, it's just a long day and trying to get everything situated.
Well, thank you, Stan, for what you do. That's a tough job, and keep listening for those good excuses. I'm Tom Turbeville for Caldwell Banker Ag Realtors. This is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Skyline Communications presents Two-Way Radio for Business and Industry. Forget the brick radios of the past. Our full-featured units are lighter and smaller. Your cell phone can even access your radio fleet. Skyline Communications, Two-Way Radio, a better way.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh, and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
About 9 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Well, what's her name? Ronda Rousey, is that right?
Absolutely.
Once again,
my daughter's hero.
Can add one more thing to her list that no other woman can do.
Okay.
Ended up on the cover of Men's Fitness. How you like that? Posted a shot of the cover to Instagram over the weekend. So
she's a beast.
Yeah, she apparently takes care. And that's great. You know, girls need role models too. And she's doing it.
Olympic bronze medalist, first American ever to win a bronze medal in judo, undefeated, and seems to be pretty level-headed.
Yeah, pretty level-headed and kicks the snot out of people real quickly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, don't look away. You may miss it. Hasbro says there will be four Transformer movies. There have been four already, which means that'll be eight. That's four plus four. How you like that? Yeah, so there. All right, let's say I don't care about the movies were this year. A year ago, the number one movie was Gone Girl. I haven't seen that
yet.
Yeah. I don't know. What do you think?
I liked it.
Okay. 5 years ago, it was Social Network.
That was
the number one movie. 10 years ago, the number one movie was Flight Plan. And 20 years ago, the number one movie was Seven, if you remember.
And then the number seven was Ian. Such a trippy movie.
What's in the box?
Yeah. Stop. It is. It's a weird, weird movie. Whew. New photos released by NASA's New Horizons spacecraft show Pluto's largest moon has a surprisingly complex and violent history. The new color images that they got from the moon Charon shows a host of mountains, a red North Pole. Mashable.com says it also includes a canyon more than 1,000 miles wide that stretches across the moon's Pluto-facing side. The canyon probably four times longer than the Grand Canyon on Earth and twice as deep in some places. Wow. See how that works. USA Networks, if you watched Graceland, that's gone after three seasons. Variety says the show began at around 4.3 million viewers, dropped down to about 1.5 million. What's it take to keep people watching a show now? I just watched, I've watched Blue Bloods, I guess, since it started. And I just watched the Friday episode last night. They have a really violent fight scene. I mean, where they pick things up and they hit people with them and stuff. And I don't know. I'm not sure that I like that. Just we'll wait and see. But I think that the producer does a pretty good job. They put together good storylines, some family oriented stuff in there. Just not sure.
Really been enjoying Last Man on Earth.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
What is that on?
Fox?
I don't know. That's what happens when you don't watch it on the network, right? You don't know. It's like asking.
Oh, I know. I did, actually. Yeah. We had the rabbit ears up. It was just on. There are a few points I'm so used to. Pause, rewind, please. I missed that. And I just, oh, man, can't do that when you're watching it live.
You actually have to pay attention.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, there'll be none of that.
That's a bummer. Can't be doing that.
Timing your bathroom trips for the commercials.
Yeah, see,
wow.
Hurry back. That's right, yeah. Drugged driving now rivals drunk driving as a leading cause of fatal car crashes. A report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association says drugs were found in the bodies of almost 40%, 40%
wow.
of fatally injured drivers who were tested for them. Oh, well, wait now. Okay, almost 40%, and maybe like 34, who knows.
Right.
Of fatally injured drivers who were tested for them.
So there had to be suspicion to begin
I
with.
I guess they don't test all of them, right. That rivals the number of drivers who die with alcohol in their system. The number of dead drivers who tested positive for drugs increased from 29% to 39.9%. There you go. Those are the hard numbers. Washington Post says the legalization of marijuana in several states is one reason for the rise. Another is prescription drug use has quadrupled since 1999. That's really not good. It's really pretty scary. Quadrupled since 1999. So obviously that's got to be part of the problem. And again, as we've discussed, we know what drunk driving is.
Right.
We don't know what stone driving is. Until we figure that out, we're going to have a little problem there, I would think. So the swine may be taking over Penn Jillette's beautiful home in fabulous Las Vegas. TMZ reports a group calling themselves the United Church of Bacon, very interested in the 7,500-square-foot mansion, and they hope they can use it for meetings, weddings, and having fun. The property features a lap pool, fire pole from one level to another. Kind of cool, I guess. Catwalks throughout the house. 8.5 acres of room to spread out in. $2.5 million price tag if you want to buy it. The most interesting man in America seems to be stiffing the help. Yes. Former manager of Jonathan Goldsmith, that Dos Equis dude, says that the actor feels like he's ponied up enough of his earnings and is set to pull out, he supposedly owes $2 million to his manager that he has not paid him. $2
million. Wow.
That's what he owes his manager. So that tells you how much he must be making.
Goodness.
Yes, more than that. Inmates will try anything to get drugs into prison. Some creative ones in Costa Rica used a pigeon. I mean a real pigeon.
Like a carrier pigeon.
Like, yeah, to smuggle the contraband over the fence.
With this VA drug carrier pigeon?
Something like that. Problem is that guards caught it. 14 grams of marijuana, 14 grams of cocaine in a fanny pack, a little bird fanny pack. Got a pigeon pack, if you will.
I have a passion for the environment. That's why I serve in the United States Coast Guard. We monitor commercial vessels, making sure our ports and waterways are safe and clean from oil or other hazardous material. We patrol our fisheries, protect marine wildlife and their habitats. With all we do, it's about protecting America.
Were you born ready to protect America? Learn more at GoCoastGuard.com.
Sponsored by the United States Coast Guard in cooperation with the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, this is Colonel Aaron Vangelisti, commander of the Air Force Reserve's 433rd Airlift Wing at Joint Base San Antonio, Lackland Air Force Base, Texas. Military experience can add greatly to your life, as it has mine. The Air Force Reserve locations throughout the region offer positions with excellent training, including the exciting areas of intelligence and cyberspace. I encourage you to start your adventure in the Air Force Reserve by going to afreserve.com or calling 800-257-1212.
Sponsored by the Air Force Reserve, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So I think y'all were talking about, and I think Patrick, you brought in the picture last week, the Arizona Diamondbacks and the female students from the Alpha Chi Omega at Arizona State taking selfies during the game. And of course, the announcers talked about that. One of the announcers joked on live TV, "That's the best one of 300 pictures I took of myself today." As it happens, the 2 minutes of shaming occurred during the T-Mobile fan photo promotion.
Oh. Yes.
That was about getting fans to snap pictures.
Well, now, he did say, I hope they're sending that in to the promotion.
Ah, right.
He did mention that.
Yes.
Well, anyway, they were offered free tickets for the next game.
Oh, well, that's not
come on.
No, it's, look.
Alpha Chi Omega women responded on Facebook, "We appreciate their generous offer of tickets to tonight's game. However, instead of the chapter members attending the game, we've asked the Diamondbacks and Fox Sports to provide tickets to the future game for families at New Leaf, a local nonprofit."
Oh,
there you go.
That's good.
That's what they're doing.
Oh,
okay.
Just crap.
Oh, look at you.
Man, what got you all riled up about that?
Did you not sleep over the weekend?
No, I slept quite well, thank you. I'm sick of this. You were doing something stupid. You got caught, and now you're trying to take a higher ground. That's just ridiculous.
It was out of context.
1921. Boys. On this date, in 1921, the World Series would broadcast on the radio for the first time, 1921. The first televised White House address given by Harry Truman, 1947.
Wow.
Television.
Goodness.
Beatles released their first single, Let Me Do, 1962. The first James Bond movie, Dr. No, released, 1962.
Good movie.
PBS became a television network. What was it before that? 1970. The first United Methodist Church women's group in Tulsa lit up 95 candles for Mabel McCullough's birthday, set off the sprinkler system.
Oops.
WGAW College Station Bryan, WGAW FM Buffalo.